If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How do we become supernatural? And that means we're going to have to do what feels unnatural at first. When everybody else is in poverty and lack, that's the time to give. People are competing to rush to get to the top. That's the time to change your energy and draw the experience to you. And if you keep doing what's unnatural over and over again, sooner or later, you're going to become supernatural. And then what happens is that we have neurons in our brain called mirror neurons, and those are empathy neurons. When you all of a sudden demonstrate greatness in your life, and I don't care if it's just letting somebody ahead of you in traffic or helping someone up, people witness that, they're more prone to do the same. And so we begin to change the world, I believe, by changing ourselves.
I'm going to make manifestation so easy. I'm going to just make it so simple, okay? First of all, number one, understand that you are manifesting everything in your life, not only the good things, the bad things too. Two, understand what manifestation is. It is the embodiment of an abstract thought, meaning you are being what you are thinking. If you can be it long enough, you will see it in your physical reality. So it's quite simple. If I want to see it, I have to first be it. Simple. Is this not what we refer to as faith? You had to have faith. Every man has to have faith regardless of their religious standing. You had to have faith in order to create the life that you desire, because I have to believe that this can happen before I actually see it. But because we're sensory creatures, we think we have to see it and then we'll be it. No, no, no. You were gifted with a thing called the imagination. Here's the beauty of it. Your nervous system and your body did not know the difference between what was imagined and what was real. So you could walk around and be her or be him from the year of 2030 in the year of 2025, and I guarantee you will eventually see it come to physical fruition.
In your mind's eye, see a picture of you in possession of your goal, and feel right now as if you actually were in possession of it. You can see that picture as if you're watching yourself in a movie, or you can see that picture through your own eyes. Like if you're sitting in the car, you can see that picture as if you were seeing it through your own eyes, or you can see yourself sitting in a car. Both are good, but if you see through your own eyes, it's even better. Next, you have to release attachment to the outcome. After you see yourself in possession of your goal and feel now as if you're in attainment of it, and bathe in that for at least 68 seconds, then you say, and if it never happens, it's perfectly okay. And you maintain that feeling. You have to release attachment to the outcome. That way the fear of not having it, the feeling of lack, won't creep in. When you release attachment to the outcome and maintain the feeling, you're feeling good now in real time, and then the universe can open up the windows of heaven and bless you.
How can you become a master manifester, and how do you know you are going to make your manifestations? Well, the first thing is you have to have unshakable, unwavering, consistent, constant, ever-present belief. Know your manifestations are working. Tell everyone, hey, I'm a master manifesting. I'm manifesting this. It's coming towards you. I know it's happening. Repeat your manifestations all the time. Speak them, breathe them, live them, write them all over your house. State them with confidence. Really keep repeating your manifestations. Every time you do, use all your senses. Feel that feeling. What does it feel like to have the thing that you are manifesting? What does it sound like? What are they talking to you about? What are they saying to you? Use the sense of seeing, feeling, hearing, but also smelling, tasting. Use every sense you have. We sometimes overestimate what's going to happen and how fast, and things don't always work out. Everything that fails is a learning experience. Delays are delays. They are not denials.
Do you know why most people don't reach goals? They keep it in the future. It's always out front. I'll be so happy and grateful when this happens. You've got to put it in present tense. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am. Put the goal in the present tense. It's the image in your mind that's there now that begins to move into form. If the image in your mind that your goal is way out front, you're never going to get it. You see, there's a gestation period. Make the image of your goal present tense. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am.
Energy is real. We'll start off with an easy example, manifestation. A lot of people don't like the art of manifestation. But let me paint you a picture. Let me paint you a picture. Somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, you just won $5 million. You're gonna get $5 million. But I'll tell you what, that $5 million, it's not gonna hit your bank account for another month. You have 30 days. Even though it's not in your bank account, the day it happens, nothing has changed. Your bank account still has the same amount of money. But you're gonna carry yourself like you're on top of the f-ing world. You're gonna carry yourself like you have $5 million. Even though you don't have it yet, you know it's coming. And how you act right there, how you would act in that scenario, that is the art of manifestation. You have to be able to literally taste it. You have to see it with crystal clear clarity what you want. Once you truly, truly, truly know that you're gonna get it, it comes guaranteed every time. And let me tell you, this is where it gets exciting though.
I just started to say, everything I want comes to me, and I'm a very lucky person. Even when I didn't see it, I was just like, even when it wasn't happening for me, I started to look for little micro ways that this was happening. How can I create luck? And how can I stack kind of wins over wins over wins? And all of a sudden, I would just start saying, like, I'm a very lucky person. And things come to me randomly. And, I have good fortune in my life. I would just start saying these things.
That's great.
And then I would look for the good fortune. Oh, look, here's a penny. It didn't even have to be a lot.
Yeah.
See, this is confirming. Here's a penny. Someone complimented me today. I'm a lucky person. I have good fortune. Whatever it might be, I would just find any small act and be like, that is confirmation. And I wouldn't focus on the things that I wasn't getting. I wouldn't focus on maybe the struggle that I was going through as well, or something not working out, and say, here's confirmation that I'm not lucky. This person didn't email me back, or this mentor turned me down. Instead, I would say, that just wasn't meant for me. That wasn't going to set me up for the thing that I really want. So I have good fortune. I'm a lucky person. People want to be around me. People want to bring me opportunities. They want to give to me. And I would find the littlest confirmations, and then those confirmations would expand into massive confirmations. And I was just like, see, I'm a lucky person. And you do that year after year, decade after decade, you start to really stack abundance.
I was in the top bunk of my fraternity house, and I was about to go to bed, and I wrote this out. Win an Oscar for Best Actor. I never looked at it again. I forgot about it.
I am a powerful manifester.
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I put it in my wallet, and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated. Just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million.
I wanted to be the biggest movie star in the world, you know, and I was 18.
There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
Then friends happened, which I thought I'd kind of manifested. Whatever it is that you are wanting to manifest, you speak to it as though it's already happened.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
In order to draw the thing to you that you want it to come, you can't want it so much that you fear that you won't get it. You have to want it, and then you let it go. You have to do it, and then you have to meet that vibration. You have to prepare yourself to be there and ready when it shows up.
I would visualize things coming to me.
Thank you for this wonderful job that I have dreamed about and prayed for.
I'm going to do it. It's done. It's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. Our desires and our commitment to the ideas of our future are all that matter.
I look at things, successes in my own life, and many of them are when I wrote the headline first, I set the goal and I went after it.
If you want to become a master manifester, often you start with small manifestations that lead to big manifestations. And what I do with most of my groups is the Yellow Butterfly Manifestation Challenge. And I challenge you to find the yellow butterfly yourself. First, close your eyes, see, visualize, or imagine yellow butterflies flying all around you. Next, tonight before bed, write down on a piece of paper, remember to see yellow butterflies. Read it and put it next to your bedside table. Now, in the morning when you wake up, say, thank you for all the yellow butterflies you bring into my life. Now, yellow butterflies symbolize transformation in life, and you're going to start seeing them everywhere. This will be your first true step to becoming a master manifester.
If you're talking about manifesting your dreams, it only requires two things. It requires a clear intention
An intention is a vision, a possibility. The moment you say, what would it be like to be healthy? What would it be like to be wealthy? What would it be like to have a new home? What would it be like to have a great job? And you get this idea in your mind. That's intention. Then you write down the details. Okay, I want to travel around the world. I want to have great benefits, great insurance. I want to work with really cool people. I want to have a chance to be creative. And you list all of those individual elements to fortify your dream. The more you get clear on those details, the more your brain begins to work in new ways. Anytime you make your brain work differently, you're changing your mind. The moment you get inspired and you begin to feel what it would be like to live in that future, your body is getting a chemical sampling, an emotional sampling. It's getting a taste of the future. And whatever you broadcast into the field is your experiment with destiny. Most people then walk around in their life angry and upset and frustrated and suffering and victimized. Basically, they're broadcasting that signature into the field and they wonder why their prayers aren't answered. In order to do this properly, you have to get up as if your prayers are already answered.
Some people, they go crazy.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But 369 method. So you write down what you want to become like you already became. So you write it down 3 times in the morning, 6 times in the afternoon, 9 times at night. And you read it before you go to bed. So you read it 9 times before you go to bed. So basically, it's just like, I would write down, I'm going to be the first millionaire in my family, not the last. Be the first millionaire in my family, not the last. Be the first millionaire in my family, not the last. And I write it down every single day. Money comes easily, frequently, and abundantly every single day. You know what I'm saying? So I write it down 3 times in the morning, 6 times in the afternoon, 9 times at night, and I read it before I go to sleep. So when you go to sleep, you go to the fourth dimension, which is the dream state. That's the highest consciousness that you have. Like, that's like the ultimate. Like, when we dreaming, that's the ultimate creator. That's the ultimate. So now when you wake up, that was the last thing that you read. So now what happens is you come back to the physical state, 3 dimension where we at right now, and you just basically like massive manifest shit that you want. Do that shit for 30 minutes. But it gotta be like you already completed it, you know? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, just get in the habit that like manifest your money. You can write down some stuff that you want to achieve, but you write it down like you already achieved it. I did that in October 2019. I was like, y'all want to make this amount of money. I want to travel to this amount of countries. I want to help this person make this amount of money in their business. I did everything on that list, bro. No cap.
Everything exists in superposition of one another, which means that every outcome or potential reality already exists simultaneously. When you're learning how to manifest, when you're really truly becoming a master at manifesting your reality, life becomes totally different for you. When you're not working on that, when that is not your ultimate goal or one of your ultimate goals in life, you tend to fall into an area that I kind of categorize as robotic, soulless avatars just operating on matrix programming. You're not really living. You're alive, but you're not really living. Some people have accepted that life. I'm the type of person, I cannot accept that type of life.
If a person would sit down and let their body relax, totally relax, and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves, see how you'd like to live your life, see yourself living it that way. Now, understand that that's a picture in your mind. Take that picture and describe it, write it out in the present tense. I am so happy now that I see myself, and write it out. Start to read it and read it and read it and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers all down through history have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first. It might even appear to us as being a lie. Mm-hmm. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it. And when William James said, believe and your belief will create the fact, you will see the person's personality change. I watch people in the seminars, personality change right in front of my eyes.
Your subconscious mind is marvelous, but what it does is it only thrives on goals that you pronounce in the now, in the present tense. You now have a dynamism. It's called a dynamism in your brain, where your brain knows that you're only earning this amount of money, but now you're saying, but I earn this amount of money. Your brain knows that you're not a millionaire, but now you're saying, I am a millionaire. And so your brain goes to work to close this gap between where you are and where you want to be. And your brain starts to work 24 hours a day, and it works, and it gives you ideas. Each person here has a what is called the superconscious mind. And this mind has been talked about for 5,000 years, and some call it the oversoul, and some people call it the God mind, some people call it God, spirit, whatever it happens to be. But there's this incredible power in the universe that you can tap into. You could just reach into it by simply writing down a goal clearly on a piece of paper, and then this mind goes to work 24 hours a day to bring it into your life.
I easily attract wealth. I easily manifest wealth. I have a great ability to create wealth. I am gifted. I have a unique talent. I monetize that talent. I am super comfortable with wealth. I attract wealth. I do good things with wealth. I capitalize on my wealth. I am worthy of making a lot of money. I'm deserving of making money.
I just hope people realize that, like, whatever you want in life, first of all, wanting something is acknowledging the lack of it, right? So you have to really understand that it's, I kind of don't say I want anything anymore. I don't say that anymore. I say I desire, or my intention, you know, I don't say I want it, because I'm just acknowledging over and over that I don't have it. And I don't want to match that vibration of not having it anymore. So instead it's, you know, this is my intention, my desire, and I put myself vibrationally on that frequency of already having it, already being there.
When I was 17, I started doing incantations, not affirmations. Affirmation, you go, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. What's the problem? You haven't changed your physiology. If you don't change your physiology, you won't get anything. So an incantation is not only you speak it, but you embody what you're saying with all the intensity you can. And you do it with enough repetitions that it sticks in your head. Like It's a Small World, now the conversation in your head is always the same, and it gives you what you want. I'd say God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I'm one with God, and God is everything. And I would imagine the abundance in my life, and I would feel so grateful. And a year later, I went from making $38,000 a year to making $1 million a year in 1 year.
If you broadcast what you desire and what you want on the right frequency band, in the right way, it will vibrate molecules in the physical universe and change the attraction of these molecules so that what you want starts to physically materialize. And the way it physically materializes is the universe creates circumstances, conditions, situations, events, and people that will all go together miraculously so that what you want happens and what you desire to attain actually materializes. Ooh, it's spooky.
This is a manifestation exercise that I used to do when I was unprofitable, not very successful, and kind of unhappy with my life that helped me get to the position that I'm in today, a 23-year-old millionaire loving his life and making a whole bunch of money. Think about your dream life. Think about literally like the most ridiculous and most insane version of you that you could ever want to be. Think about how that person acts. Think about the things that that person does on a daily basis. You can literally just rewrite the steps and start acting like that person today. You know, let's start today. And as you guys start taking action on a daily basis, as if you are this person, you will eventually transform into that person that you want to become. This is something that I did as an unprofitable trader. I would sit myself down and I would think, what does a profitable trader do? And in fact, I went above and beyond and I would say these things over and over and over again. I would say, I am a profitable trader. Stick to my trading plan. I don't overtrade. I don't overleverage. I am patient. I started acting like the person that I wanted to become. And now, here we are. I'm him.
The secret to manifesting isn't a vision board. The secret to manifesting isn't how many times you repeat an affirmation. The secret to manifesting isn't about just showing up to these events and walking out and thinking that you're a super attractor overnight, which you already are, but it's about claiming that presence within you by doing whatever it takes to get closer to that consciousness.
I will tell you a secret. You all manifest instantly. Instantly. Every moment. Instantly. The only reason many of you don't know that you're manifesting every single moment instantly is because the degree of difference between one manifestation and another isn't always very large. You're manifesting instantly, in the very next moment, an entirely new reality, but it may look almost exactly the same as the reality you created a moment ago. And because you can't tell the difference, you don't think you've actually manifested a whole new reality instantly. But you have. So the idea of the secret to Instant manifestation is not that you have to learn how to instantly manifest. You already do that automatically just by your nature. That's what you were created to do. Be co-creators and manifestors with creation. So the secret to so-called instant manifestation is to realize that you already instantly manifest, and the secret is to create a greater degree of difference in the next manifestation between that manifestation and the last one you created, so that by the degree of difference you can reveal the instantaneity of the manifestation. Because if the next instant just looks like the last one and the next one looks like the last one, you can't tell that you're instantly manifesting all the time. That's the secret. So the more you are willing to allow yourself to believe that you can actually create a greater degree of difference in the way that you prefer to create your reality and allow it to be real for you, you will begin to see more and more every day and every way through the synchronicity in your life that you are all instant manifestors and that you are flawless at it, because it's automatic, it's built in, you can't help it, can't do anything about it. Now, you can instantly manifest misery if you wish, too. But the idea is that it's always an instant manifestation, no matter what. So, please, please, please do not spend energy on the idea of learning to manifest more quickly. You cannot possibly learn to manifest more quickly than you already do. Spend your time focusing on the idea of making the next manifestation more aligned with the idea of the vision of what to you represents your preferred reality. Allow it to become more different than the reality you were hanging on to a moment ago that you were creating that you don't prefer. And when you begin to create a greater degree of difference, then you will see quite clearly that you manifest quite quickly.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.